Compound, will they bury you? when you finally die. Live happily with your husband and leave a good legacy for your children, because you don't know what the future holds for them. They may be millionaires, billionaires, governors, and even the president of the country. I know he has wronged you in so many ways. Please forgive him, for Christ's sake. Be tolerant. For a family to live together, they need to learn to tolerate each other. For a friend to live in peace, they need tolerance. For a town to be in peace, it is nothing but tolerance. Sister, you can still endure the trial. It's just for a while. Have a problem with your wife. That's why you are planning to marry another woman and abandon the children with your wife, simply because your level don't change. The beauty you saw in her when you married her is no longer there. You now complain of either this or that. My brother, that woman you are planning to marry may be more dangerous than your wife. Ask those who had the experience. They will tell you there's no profit in it. Brother, why do you forget so soon when people were laughing at her because she married you who had nothing except for a small bed? She supported you to this stage. Is this how you are going to reward her? God is watching you. Marriage. I have this message for you, singles. There's so much to gain in marriage. Don't be afraid to get married. Perhaps because of the story you have heard about some men and women, maybe you are afraid of the cost involved in marriage. I want to tell you, two are better than one. Marriage. I beseech you, couples, live in peace and harmony. Some have denied themselves of blessings because of misunderstanding. Please, if there's any quarrel between you, settle it amicably. Or you are passing through a turbulent period, call upon God. He will hear you. Agree together on any case in your family, and you will see the mountains of mountains. The Bible says, a prayer of faith will move such mountains. One will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. These are wonderful promises of God, which work for those who believe it. I see it working for you. Never you discuss your family affairs with your neighbors or third party. They have no good things to contribute, but to destroy it. Why not commit your husband to God? He will give him a change of heart. Know for sure that the devil is not happy with your marriage. That's why the Bible says, he came to steal, kill, and to destroy. Why not look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith? He will see you through. Amen.
My darling, I will never leave you.
Yeah. Thank you.